And thanks for tuning in to Juno Afternoon. My name is Shona Strausser. It's Thursday, September 11th. And in the studio with me, I have from The Canvas, Mr. Brandon Howard and Catherine Kell. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Thanks, Shona.
So you're doing this new, cool community art project, and it has a title, and it's Tiles and Fire, which I love.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, the event is going to be held this Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m., we're going to be at Sandy Beach. We're going to have the opportunity for people to basically come down and decorate their tiles with a wide variety of materials and then pit fire them. And Brandon, do you want to kind of describe, like, the pit firing process?
Yeah. So pit firing is kind of a cool process where you just take all of the wear, in this case the tiles, and the tiles will have different colorants, and different materials that act as colorants when they go into the fire. And you just put them into the fire with a bunch of sawdust, bunch of wood, and you let the fire go. You let it burn down, and it puts its own unique mark on the tile. So even though people have the opportunity to apply colorants and decorate the tiles, in the end, you have no idea what you're going to pull out of the fire. It has to do with the wind and how much smoke the fire generates and how hot the fire gets. And so it's a really cool process.
And so this is actually part of, each of these tiles is actually going to be part of a wall. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're going to take the tiles that are created at this event and combine them with porcelain tiles that are going to have designs created by Reach artists placed on there, and combine the two basically and to a collaborative tile mural that is going to be on the Seward Street side of the building. Right now we have a giant graffiti advertisement, and that's exactly where the mural is going to be placed.
Very cool. What was the impetus behind this project? Were you like, hey, we need something in this space. What do we do?
I got to do a community art project last year that was fantastic at the State Museum. We built this huge walrus with like 600 pounds of clay, 60 kids, and a bunch of the Reach artists, and it was a blast. And Winston the Walrus came out fantastic. And I just wanted to do another project like that, and had the idea of doing some kind of tile mural. But didn't have a place for it. And so I was just walking around, kind of thinking about it and brainstorming, and looked, and there's a huge 8x12. It used to be a window, but it's just covered up with three sheets of plywood now. And most people never even recognize it. So many people walk mm-hmm. by it downtown.
I've
all
been
the
by
time.
There 100 times, and I could not tell you right now what space that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I told people in the building about it, and they're like, oh, I've never seen that. And then you go out and you look at it, and you're like, whoa, it is a big, kind of ugly space. So it's exciting to be able to create something there that people really will notice and recognize.
So when you say community art project, that this is really open for anyone to attend.
Absolutely.
Yep. The only cost is it's $10 per tile, but we will also be providing free hot dogs. We'll have the makings for s'mores. So we're definitely encouraging people to stick around after they decorate their tile, you know, hang out at a giant bonfire down at Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach, what time is it getting started?
The event is 12 to 3 is when we'll have the materials for decorating the tiles. And then the bonfire will light it up at 3 p.m., I believe.
Yep, we'll start the fire at 3. The fire just burns down, and then you let it smolder, and the next morning we'll pull the tiles out and we'll clean up anything else that was where the fire was. And then the tiles will get a clear coat of varnish, and it really makes the colors pop. You know, the copper gives you these really nice red and pink blushes. The steel wool does grays and blues. And so all these different things kind of give the tile its character. And then in the spring, we don't have a set date, but sometime in the spring we'll be putting the whole mural up.
And will community members be asked to participate in that or come check it out? Or
Oh, it's going to be right in the middle of downtown. We would love everybody to come check it out. Absolutely. And and it's also really, it's going to be a cool thing to be, you know, to know that your tile is up there in the blend someplace, you know.
And how many tiles will you be looking at making on Saturday?
We got about, so the whole mural all together is going to be close to 400 tiles.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And half of those are going to be the pit fire tiles. So we've got 150 to 200 tiles to put up.
That's amazing. So you're looking for some people to really show up. I mean, you're not talking like we've got 30 tiles. You're talking we've got 200 tiles and let's make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as many people as we could get down there. It'd be great.
And all ages, yeah?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what are some of the materials that will be used to make these tiles happen? So if I was to come down and I'm looking at just kind of a, because I'm not an artist by any stretch of the imagination. And so what would I be looking at as far as what materials to use?
Well, we're going to have copper wire of different thicknesses that you can either like wrap around the tile or place on the tile. We're going to have copper scraps, which you can cut out and also place on your tiles. We're going to have different types of steel wool, which are going to have, you know, some color variations. And then we're also going to have the glaze pencils for decorating the tiles. And basically, you can either lay stuff on the tiles and we'll have twine where you can wrap your tile to keep everything on there. Or you can just actually physically wrap the materials around the tile.
Oh, so it's not like paint. It's like you actually make an etching or there's some kind of indentation in the tile.
So all these things that you put on the tile will actually burn out in the fire.
Cool.
And then they leave their mark behind on the tile. And so the other cool thing about it is, you know, if my tile goes in next to Catherine's and Catherine put tons of copper on hers and I put tons of steel wool on mine, mine will have different colorants than Catherine's, but then, you know, because of the way the fire moves, you know, some of the colorants from Catherine's will end up on my tile, and I might get a little blush of pink or red on mine from Catherine's. And so it's not, you know, you say that you're not artistic, and this is kind of a cool process for that reason, that you just put whatever you want on the tile, and you don't really have complete control of what comes out. What comes out has a heavy is heavily influenced by what Catherine does and by what I do and by what the fire does. So in the end, what comes out is a real collaborative unit.
And that's amazing because it is a community art project. So mm-hmm. It seems a very community process, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Collaborative from start to finish.
Very cool. And let's give those times one more time. It's at Sandy Beach, mm-hmm. and you can show up between
noon and 3 p.m.
And can you stick around and watch things melt at 3?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
Because that's my favorite part of everything, really. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think everybody in Juneau likes a good bonfire.
That's right.
Cool. And you can either purchase tiles ahead of time down at the canvas, and we'll also be able to purchase them at the event itself. So.
Very cool. It sounds like a really great time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Saturday. And if you want some more information, you can definitely check out stuff going on at the Canvas. And there's always tons and tons of really awesome programs and classes and all sorts of stuff. Can you hook us up with the Canvas website or a phone number to get in touch there?
Yeah. If you want to see we have our fall schedule up right now. It's on www.canvasarts.org. You can also give us a call at 586-1750 or stop by in person at 223 Seward Street.
Cool. Well, Brandon and Catherine, that sounds really awesome. I can't wait to see that mural go up, and hopefully I'll swing by for a tile.
Yeah.
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you.